Aslan is a lion, the lion, the great lion. Oh, said Susan, I thought he was a man. Is he quite safe? I shall feel rather nervous about meeting a lion. Safe? Said Mr. Beaver. Who said anything about safe? Course he isn't safe, but he's good. He's the king, I tell you. This scene, taken from C.S. Lewis's The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, is often used by preachers when talking about Jesus. It's a favorite, if not overused, illustration. I've probably used this illustration a handful of times myself over the years. Yet never has it felt more appropriate than today. Today, Jesus does not feel safe. Today, Jesus appears dangerous, frightening even. Today, Jesus does not bring us comfort. Today, Jesus unsettles us and causes us to look warily from side to side. Where will the dividing lines start? If you were looking for a kinder, gentler Jesus, you should have stayed home today. Our message from Luke does not appear to have anything safe, gentle, or kind in it. Today, Jesus tells us that he comes to bring fire on the earth, and he wishes it were already kindled. Fire, to us, is dangerous and destructive. We are reminded of the fires in Fort McMurray earlier this year, of two wildfires which were raging in Algonquin Park this week, and I don't know if yesterday's rain did anything to knock those out. Fire terrifies us, and it terrified those who heard those words in Jesus' day. We know a little bit about fire here, too. Almost 80 years ago, this church burnt down. We know what destruction it can bring. We also know what comes after. Today, we look at the words of Jesus and we ask ourselves, where did the Prince of Peace go? We're in the middle of Luke's Gospel. It's 24 chapters in Luke's Gospel. We're in chapter 12. We're right in the middle. And here we find division, fire, and destruction. Yet Luke opens his Gospel with a message of peace. When Jesus is born, a heavenly host appears before some shepherds and tells them, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." And at the end of Luke's Gospel, we find Jesus there in the upper room, standing amongst his disciples, and he says to them, "Peace be with you." Luke's Gospel opens and closes with a message of peace. Luke reinforces that Jesus is the Prince of Peace, and that he seeks to bring unity to God's people. Yet here we are, right in the middle of Luke's Gospel, and in response to a question from Peter, Jesus says, "Do you think I come to bring peace on earth? No, I tell you, but division." Last week, we read from a little bit earlier in the same chapter of Luke's Gospel. And Jesus called the disciples his little flock. And he informed them that God delights to bring the kingdom. Now Jesus wants to bring fire to the earth, and he's eager to get started. How do these two passages work? How do we reconcile the differences that we see? In starting to think, I should have slept in this morning. Or perhaps picked a different piece of scripture to preach on. I can do that. I make those choices. And there's the rub, isn't it? I'd rather not deal with this passage at all. This passage is hard. And if we're honest with ourselves, we find it to be difficult, confusing, and uncomfortable. We don't know what Jesus is going on about. It seems so out of character for him, we'd rather just ignore it. Pretend that this section of scripture just doesn't exist because it doesn't fit in with what we want to read or what we want to believe about Jesus. We read through Luke's gospel and we arrive at chapter 12 and we think, I'll just skip to chapter 13. Jesus starts healing people again in that chapter. Let's go to there. Enough of this doom and gloom. Don't we have enough of that already? The problem is, we can't do that. We can't just skip this chapter because it is there. These words are here. They are part of Luke's gospel, and they're there for a reason. Our job is to puzzle it out. They have something to tell us. And if we feel uncomfortable about these words, that should tell us something too. The message of the gospel, the message of all of Scripture, tells us that things are not all right. It tells us that we have problems, real problems, and they need to be dealt with. The good news is that Jesus is the answer to those problems. But Jesus didn't come to tell us that everything was all right. He tells us that it will be all right, but not that it is all right. Jesus came because there were problems, and there still are. He didn't come to hold our hands and say everything will be all right, even though he does, in a manner of thinking, hold our hands, and through his death and resurrection, make everything all right. Jesus came to set us on the correct path, to lead us to the correct way. And that means something has to change. And that means there's going to be division, that we're going to disagree with one another. The sad and frustrating part of this is Jesus came to demonstrate that the Pharisees and part of the temple establishment were perhaps too beholden to the law. And the result, which we see in many of the parables, is that they miss out on the grace and love which God offers. They forget the core things that God asks them to do. Of course, today we have the witness of Jesus. We have the entirety of Scripture. And the church still argues with itself about what it should be doing. And denominations disagree with one another about what we should believe or how we should interpret. Do we follow the rules, dogma, and doctrine? Or do we reach out in love? How do we exercise our faith, what we confess to believe? How do we find a balance between our doctrine and dogma and reaching out in love to a world which doesn't understand our doctrine and our beliefs? How do we find that compromise? How do we live with one another when we disagree on what we're to be doing? We don't like this passage, because it has conflict in it. And that scares us. We're afraid of what conflict will do to us as a community of faith, as families, and how that will impact us as individuals. We worry about divisions that might be created because if we are honest, we are not good at forgiving, and we are not good at asking for forgiveness. The message that Jesus brought, it bumps up against our comfortable lives. And when that happens, people tend to take offense. And perhaps we say, well, that doesn't apply to me. Except it does. Friends, if you think the kingdom of God is business as usual, then you haven't been listening. You haven't been looking around at the world. You haven't been attentive to the words of Jesus. I came to bring fire on the earth, Jesus tells us, and how I wish it were already kindled. Frightening words, but what Jesus is saying is that he wishes the kingdom were already here. He's asking us to wake up and hear the message and to get on with it. Jesus just doesn't want us for an hour on Sunday morning. He wants us full time. An hour a week isn't good enough for the risen Lord. Will there be division? Yes. Your wife or your husband might not like it when you give a little bit extra to a charity. Your children will be confused when you usher them across the street to avoid the homeless person. Division, confusion, questions will arise. We don't like this passage because of the inherent conflict in it. And when we think of conflict, our modern minds tend to go to armed conflict, to war, destruction, and devastation. Yet conflict can be healthy and helpful if we are willing to be open. Conflict can lead to new ideas, opportunities, and greater understanding. The problem is we tend to dig our heels in when we get into conflict. We hold steadfast to our position and we aren't willing to move. No other point of view is allowed to be correct. And when we speak and argue, we do so that we can refute the other point of view. We forget to listen so that we can understand. Division is useful. It shows us opposite opinions, it broadens our experience and horizons. Two divergent ideas can lead to a third way. Jesus is asking us to read between the lines, to see things as they are, and to understand how things should be, and then to take a step towards making the change towards how things should be. He asks us to look around and interpret the present time. Today, Jesus is difficult because he needs something from us. Today, Jesus asks us to join him on a difficult path. Today, Jesus says the world won't like you for the decision you make because it's an unpopular one. Today, Jesus asks you to join him, not because he is safe, but because he is good. Trust in his goodness, and he will keep you safe. Amen.